From the Newstalk STL studios in St. Louis, it's The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. On tonight's episode, comedian Chrissy Mayer, motivational guru Pat Hilton, and the Right Mind studio band Mitch Murphy and the Murphy Tones. Now, putting the fun in your dysfunctional world, here's your host, Todd Showalter.
Wow, Joey. I guess Admiral Andy got to you, didn't he? Because from what you just told me, that you are going on a cruise. Is that because Admiral Andy and the love tunnel kind of made you feel nautical?
I'm doing an above-ground love tube. I don't know what that would technically be called. I guess it's just a cruise ship.
A cruise ship. Okay. All right. So it doesn't go underwater.
It does not, unless things get real bad.
Like the Titanic.
Of course, yeah.
See, I am terrified, absolutely terrified to go on a cruise. And it's not because I'm afraid of boats or water, because I love the ocean. I'm a big ocean guy. I'm heading down to the ocean. Well, not to the ocean. I mean, I'm going to be by the ocean here shortly. But, you know, I mean, I just don't. I mean, are you like trapped on this thing? I mean, because I like the idea where I can just, you know, pick up if I want to run up to 7-Eleven or do. You can't do that on a cruise, can you? You're kind of trapped, aren't you?
I am going to be trapped. I'm paying not as much money so that I will actually be in a cheaper room, and it will be an interior room.
Yes.
And that means there's no windows. All they do is they have HBO on the TV in the room, so you can kind of see what's going on in the world. Like, if they're showing Godzilla that day, you're like, oh, it must be real bad out there. I'm going to stay in my room all
day. Or Titanic.
Exactly.
Yes. Wow, that does sound fun. So you're going on a scenic cruise, but you're going to be confined in a small room without any windows so that you can watch HBO. You can do that, like, in Dayton, Ohio, and you know, like at the Days Inn.
But it's very expensive. That's the difference.
And
it's unlimited food. And that's really what it's worth, you know, doing it for. And if you go on the cruise, they let you off for about 3 hours when they get to port. And you just run up, you go buy a trinket, and then you come back.
Oh, a trinket.
It's the best way to travel.
Yeah, I love I put trinkets on my Christmas tree. Hey, speaking of all-you-can-eat cruise, you want to hear what my son TJ and his wife Elise did? They just got back from Mexico, okay? And they stay everything down there, apparently.
The wife isn't Mexican.
No, she's not, but I think they wanted to, like, you know, go down to Mexico so they could, like, you know, migrate back in, because if you're, like, an illegal immigrant, I mean, they give you all these benefits now and stuff like that. So I think they just wanted to go down to Mexico to this all-inclusive place, sneak back into the United States, and say, "Cece's New York, may I have all the money?" And then that was another impression of mine. And then that all of a sudden, they would have free phones, they would have free money, they'd be, you know, they'd have the real American experience that we don't have as Americans by doing this. Going back to the fact that they were like this all-inclusive place. Now, the all-inclusive places have all you can eat, but they decided that they were going to eat off the property. Why? Because that would have been more expensive. So that's what they did. And you know what they say in Mexico, right?
Don't ever leave the property of the all-inclusive resort, especially if you have to climb over the razor wire.
And that's what they did. And I think they have some flesh wounds to show for it. But anyway, they go out, everything's all included at this place, right? It's like, you know, it's there. It's like a stocked refrigerator, but it's not. But they go out. My son, now he's usually TJ, who is named after me, Todd Jr. We talked about that earlier. But I consider him a smart guy. But he, in Mexico, he goes to like a street vendor and eats a taco, okay? A taco. And I swear, talk about cleansing out your colon. I mean, that apparently, he was bedridden the entire rest of the trip.
You pay like $3,000 a person to go to the all-inclusive resort for unlimited food, and then you say, "I'm going to leave the property. I'm bored here." Well, I understand your frustration. This is ridiculous. I was offered Taco Bell the other night because I was here late, and I said sure, and then I was keeled over. So imagine if you were in a street vendor's taco shop that's not even Taco Bell quality the rat droppings and the sawdust, and then you ruin your vacation that you paid $3,000 a person for.
And that's what they did. And now they don't like Mexico because they just remember having to go to the bathroom the entire time. And that is true what you say about Taco Bell. You know, but whenever you're too young for colonoscopies. This is turning into a great show already. But when you turn 50, which I haven't because I'm perpetually 12, but pretend I was 50, you're supposed to get one of these colonoscopies. And I don't, you know, they say it's no big deal. I'll tell you what the big deal is. You had to drink this stuff that totally cleans you out, all right?
Yeah, the colon juice.
colon juice. Yeah. I like that. Does that come canned? Or is that, I think it's like in an aluminum pouch. Anyway, so you drink this stuff, and you got to drink like a bathtub full of it so that, you know, the doctor, when they're doing this colonoscopy, it's like they don't run into your poop or something like that. So anyway, they want to clean you out. But the reason I'm bringing this whole thing up, actually, you did, is because Taco Bell, it does the same exact thing. You know, so for $5, you can eat a, you know, burrito espresso. No, that would be that would be like a coffee. Anyway.
Double cleaned out.
It does the same exact thing. Yeah. Well, I'm excited about your trip.
One of the excursions we've already looked forward to and we've purchased is we're going to go on an underwater sea bob adventure.
So you are.
And this is like a little kickboard that's motorized. So if you hold on to the sides of the kickboard, it's got a motor on it, and then it takes you under the water and it swims for you.
Oh.
I don't know if this is a fat person thing, so you don't have to kick.
Oh,
but yeah, it's like snorkeling, but you've got a little motorized kickboard to take you wherever you want.
Yeah.
I hope there's not any spinning blades inside this thing, because I'll be getting too close to my girl, and then her toes will get caught, and I'll chop one off on accident.
Oh, that would be terrible. And then if you have a whole lagoon or, like, you know, floating fat people, I mean, the boat could run into that, and it could be like Titanic.
We'll be chumming the waters, and then it's like Jaws. They don't show that one on the cruise ship
Oh, that
either.
Would be another good one, too. Now, you know, as I mentioned that before, I guess it was last week, or it could have been earlier. Did you, I mean, again, your hair just looks marvelous, by the way. You know, I am, like, you know, kind of big on the whole hair thing. And you mentioned that, you got it coiffed. Is it coiffed or coiffed?
Coiffed? One of those I got to use the bleep word on, so let's just be careful.
Okay, well, it still looks fantastic. Now, do you put product in your hair?
I like to use leave-in conditioner, and that's just where you put the conditioner in when you're in the middle of your shower, and then you just turn off the water and get out.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, because I use a bar of soap. That's
For all your 2,000 parts.
It does. You wash your face, you use your armpits, your body, and then I just rub it on my head, and that's it, a bar of soap. The only reason I bring this up, well, actually, there's more than one. Maybe there's like 3.5. My wife, okay, she came out. She got. By the way, let's just cut to the chase here. How much do you pay for your haircut? Do you mind my asking?
It's always $20 at the Great Clips, but every time I go on Facebook and get the $5 off coupon, I just search $5 off coupon and one pops up. So it is $20 total. That's including tip.
Right.
It's $15, and then I tip the $5 that I just got the coupon for. And the ladies love it. When I first started getting haircuts, when I was like 13, 14,
yes,
and I was going by myself, I didn't know you were supposed to tip.
Oh, no.
There were years I didn't tip.
No, I still didn't. I just learned you're supposed to do that at the Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, my goodness.
And they give you a little machine to do it for them. But anyway, getting back to my wife, you said $20. That's about what I would pay if I decided to actually, you know, pay somebody to do it, who I did, but she was going to be on the show and now she's not. But anyway, my wife just got her hair cut. And she came home. This was last Saturday. And she goes, "What do you think?" And what are you going to say when your wife asks you how their hair looks? Even if you don't like it, you say, "Oh, yeah, it looks beautiful." But in this case, it did look nice. $200. $200 to get her hair cut. And then, get this, the reason I brought up the soap, okay, the soap that I use on my head, she had to get this special, and I promised I wouldn't tell this story, so I am. She had to get this special shampoo for the $200 haircut that cost like $35, $40.
I have my girl put it on my Google Calendar that she's getting a haircut so that I know to compliment her when she gets home. If they don't tell you they're getting a haircut, you are set up for failure. You are going to get in big trouble. And like, notice anything different about me? And you start looking at the butt, and you're like, is it bigger? Is it smaller? I don't know.
Oh, I think that's a good point. I'm going to have to write that one down. Hang on.
I'll put it on your Google Calendar to write
that one down. Yeah, well, you know how I know when she gets a haircut? Because I get an overdraft notice from the bank right away. It's unbelievable. So, no, and so $200, $40 for whatever this shampoo. You know how many bars of soap I could buy with $40? A heck of a lot, especially at Aldi's. Now, listen, and I'm thinking, her hair is shorter than mine, all right? So as you know, I had the flowing mullet, right? And when I go in, $25. Okay, 25, and that's with a tip. Okay, like you. And she says $200 plus 40. You know how many mullet trims I could have gotten for that? Why are women's haircuts so much more than guys' haircut?
I've heard of the pink tax, and that's where they charge extra money for tampons and things that are women-related.
Yes.
Lady razors are some reason more expensive than men's razors. I don't know why the pink tax would be 1,000% more.
By the pink tax.
It's real. Look it up.
I will look that up. There is some nut. This guy goes, he's trans, all right? And he's asking this Target person where the men's tampons are. And the guy's like, they're just tampons or tampons. And so he gets all ashamed that they're not being not inclusive. And what kind of idiot does this?
Someone who wants views on TikTok, for sure.
Oh, that was
a lot of people on the internet. I've done the math. It's like 99% of them are trolls that are just trying to get views. You ever notice how many people do a crime and then put it online just so they can get views and then get arrested? There was a guy that did a speed run on his motorcycle, 200 miles an hour, and he was filming the whole thing. I think he was trying to make it across Nevada or something like that, and he got arrested, you know, days later.
Because he put it on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand. You're not going to get celebrated in prison when you're with the real people that killed someone. You're just the guy that filmed yourself speeding. It got me thinking about whether people are famous in prison for doing crimes that go viral. Because when you're in prison, you're not supposed to have phones, let alone smartphones.
Right.
And I know that phones get snuck into prison, but usually that's a keister situation. And these smartphones are so big, I'd hate to see someone who's got like an iPad that they snuck in. I mean, usually you can only get a flip phone up there from what I've heard.
In prison?
Yeah, in prison.
You can have phones in prison.
If you sneak it up the keister, can get it in there.
That would be uncomfortable. You'd need that Taco Bell or something to get that out.
I can't imagine someone being able to fit a smartphone up there.
Oh, that would be a dumb phone,
so
actually.
That's my lesson for the day. Don't do crime.
Well, don't put phones in your butt. Don't do phones in your butt, too. Well, but think of how many crimes would have been solved. I mean, back in the day, like when the whole OJ thing was going on, imagine if right after he did the crime, which they say, he didn't, but I mean, come on, who's kidding who here? If all of a sudden he posted it, they didn't have Facebook. He'd say, hey, look what I did. And then there wouldn't have been all the trial. Think about that. All these things that happened in St. Louis, like every other minute we have a crime. What if they did that? They say, hey, look what I did. I shot four people and I held somebody hostage at the Drury Inn. Look at me.
Subscribe.
Yep. There you like and say, I bet you I'm going to go viral on this. Where you're going to go more than that. But hey, wouldn't that be a great way of solving crime if you just changed all these criminals into narcissists that wanted to put all their exploits on social media?
If you look on New Year's Eve on TikTok, you can see geotagged locations of where these videos come from. So if you look up gunshots St. Louis on New Year's Eve, you'll see exactly where these people are shooting their semi-automatics off in the air. And then you can make a little collage and go arrest each of them.
Well, I think I know what I'm doing the next New Year's Eve then. I was banned.
Turn off your geolocation on your phone before you film.
They're not going to know where I am. I was actually banned for life. Life from TikTok. Can you believe it? Now, they have all these people twerking in the nude or twerking. Is that what you call it? When you shake your keister, your button into the camera. Is that what it's called, twerking? I should have done that. No, I was just putting up cartoons about Joe Biden because somebody, and I don't even care about this stuff, but somebody says, oh, no, go do that because it'll help your whatever, your SEO or whatever, EIEIO, whatever the heck it is.
Your search engine optimization. Okay. You'll be able to gather infinite amounts of Chinese bots if you post on TikTok.
And that's what, apparently, but I got kicked off for life, banned permanently over that. Now, if I'd shown up naked, I bet, in a bikini and asked the guy at Target, could I wear the men's tampons? I bet you that would have been huge, and they would have loved me for life as they stole all my bank, all my personal information and everything. Is Katie still talking to me? Because I told her, because they had that big show. Mm-hmm. Katie Fitzpatrick, okay, and she's, she can sing well. Apparently, she was on American Idol and stuff.
America's Got Idol, my favorite show. The chairs spin around, and then they've got turret guns, and they shoot the singers that they don't like, and she survived to the next round.
Oh, that's great. That's why she must look, she kind of looks traumatized. I thought it was just me. That must have been it. But she had some show with Tony or something. Wasn't it like last weekend?
A couple other shows on this station, Newstalk STL, is Columbo and Katie.
Right.
And they have a band together.
They have a band.
And they put a concert on across the street at Westport Plaza.
Yeah, where they wanted to have a show. I think they had a curtain and everything. I think it was a projection curtain. But get
this.
There
were lights, yep.
I didn't make it because I was trapped. I was stuck. I wasn't trapped. I guess I was. I was stuck and trapped in a Kohl's dressing room.
I hate it when I get stuck in a Kohl's dressing room. It's usually because I put the cardigan on with the hanger still inside, and then my arms are just stuck out like a cross Jesus because I didn't take the hanger out, and then I can't get outside the door anymore. My arms are too wide.
I've seen you. Yeah, you're the guy that walks around Kohl's that looks like he's on a crucifix.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this is very sacrilegious, but it's just you.
I forgot to take the hanger out of the cardigan.
Do you keep the hangers?
Of course, that's why I do it.
Well, I see. They try to take these things out. Okay, you ever notice when you go to check out, and they are at Kohl's, that is. You know, I only go if I have my 30% off. That never works unless it's on one of their brands, and then I get all ticked. All right, but they always try to remove the hangers, and I'm like, whoa, I think I paid for that, didn't I? Maybe I just wanted the hanger. Well, when we come back, we have much more fun on the way. I hope I got a little tongue tied there. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch in the background. He's got a special song planned. This is The Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, comedian Chrissy Mayer has her baby's gender reveal party live on the air. Welcome back to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man who vacations in Florida simply because the word peninsula makes him laugh, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter along with Joey V in the background, along with Mitch. I don't know what the two of them are doing, but on the line right now is my favorite comedian, and she should be yours too, Chrissy Mayer. How's it going, Chrissy? How have you been since the last time we spoke with you?
Oh, it's great, Todd. Since we spoke last, I am now pregnant, and I didn't want to have to tell you like this, but you are the father.
I thought so. You promised me I wouldn't be. Remember, that was the whole thing. That was like the deal that we had. Oh, geez. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it could be a good thing. Is it twins like we thought last time?
I actually saw reading this thing online that it's, I guess, you know, the Chinese, they believe strange things that it's, certain positions can produce a certain outcome or a certain gender for the baby. And I actually read that if you're, all right, how can I say this in as PG as way as possible? Okay. I guess the Chinese believe that if you're doing it, right, if you're having intimate time and then the woman does not,
enjoy it as much.
Yes. If the woman does not come to conclusions,
yes,
say it like that. Then you're more likely to have a boy. And if you are having intimate adult time and the woman does come to conclusions, you're more likely to have a girl. And if that were true, Todd, I would be having twin boys.
Oh, well, congratulations to us. I guess the gender reveal party doesn't even have to happen now. You know, I did a cartoon a while back that Joey liked about the gender reveal party, but I thought it was for, like, the parents. I didn't realize it was for the kids themselves. But that's kind of like a well-used, overused joke.
Everyone loves a gender reveal party. I was in there. I wanted to do one. They were like, what do you want? Do you want blue confetti or pink? I was like, do you have black? I want to make everyone surprised.
I know. Well, you know, that's like, I thought it was mine, though. I mean, they pop out with mullets. Well, congratulations, though. I mean, that's neat. I mean, I'm going to have to, like, start another college fund. But when did you find out?
Oh, God. I actually found out September 1st.
Oh, really?
I was 7 weeks along. I had a very busy summer. It was a very white cloth summer. So the baby's going to be born with quite a tolerance.
Oh, well, that's good. You got to build them up early, you know, because everybody, all these kids now, I mean, is this your first child, your first kid or baby or whatever you want to call it?
No, I'm a stepmom, which is good because I always thought I had the body to be a stepmom.
Yeah.
So, I just figured, you know, because I watched all the films.
Sure.
You know, that had to be a stepmom. And my biggest takeaway was just don't get stuck in the dryer.
You mean physically stuck in the dryer or what do you mean?
Yeah, that's
metaphorically.
That's a porn joke, Todd.
That's usually the stepmother, though, because you're bending over into the dryer. Right. And I've seen that one, too. Or it's usually the stepsister. They don't usually put those two together, though. Now, I know exactly where you're going with this. But this is the first baby that's, like, popped out of you, though, right? That kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any, you're nervous at all? I mean, how far, when's the big day? I mean, I should have known.
He's due April 19th, but I'm hoping he holds out till Hitler's birthday, which is April 20th.
Would you name him Hitler? Because that would probably make him really popular in school.
Well, I am half German, so if he comes out Heiling, then I guess I'll have to change the name. Well,
there you go. I'm half German, too. But that means if I'm half German and you're half German and it's our kid, does that make him totally German?
Wow, I think so.
Oh, your papers? Yeah, that's it. Wow, that should be exciting.
His first word will be, where are the Jews?
Yeah. Well, and there we go with that. Hey, what's going on with the airplane? Every time you get on an airplane, because I'm following your stuff that you got like on Twitter and stuff, you're always having some incident. What was the latest thing?
I was in Texas last week, headlining in Dallas with my friend and opener, Keanu, and we were just like, because everyone's heard about the DEI requirements that are happening everywhere, but specifically also on airlines. You know, they want a black disabled lesbian, or else, you know, the skies aren't going to be as equitable. So we just thought it would be fun to, as we're boarding the plane, like take a little video and see if we could peek inside the cockpit. And sure enough, I was so relieved to see two white necks with salt and pepper hair, you know, looking back at me. So we were very relieved that we had white male pilots, and it was the smoothest flight ever.
Well, did you throw like a liberal fit though? Did you like pout and scream that, you know, you feel oppressed? I mean, I would have like said, you're this plane is not taking off until I have an Eskimo midget flying the plane.
Well, we did have an Asian flight attendant. So, you know, I figure if I have her serve us a couple of drinks, that'll even it out.
And that worked out.
I do like to feel, you know, a lot of diversity in my flights. I don't understand why that's a priority for people.
Now, did you tell her that you're well along pregnant, so make it give you two drinks, or how did that work?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I'm drinking for two. I should be entitled to a double, but she didn't seem to understand.
Yeah, well, that's just, you're going to be a cool mom, because now everybody seems to be so, you know, careful about everything, and, you know, they got to do it. When I was growing up, my mom smoked. I mean, when she was pregnant with me, I have no idea, but, you know, everything, and look at us, we turned out right. I mean, so, I mean, you're probably going to have really well-adjusted kids. Are you going to make sure that they don't turn out, you know, into like, or he rather, into like a woke limp, woke wimp? I said, did I say limp?
Definitely, because I was supposed to go to a friend's wedding in California like next weekend, and I actually had to cancel because I was like, if I give birth in California, they're going to trans the baby. So
you're right.
I had to hold off on that.
Well, what's the name going to be? I mean, because I already got Todd Jr. Blake is the other one. I mean, have you thought about this?
Oh, gosh. You know, I was thinking Todd Jr. I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there are going to be two. I mean, why not? I mean, you can identify with any name you want now, can't you?
That's true. It is 2024.
Yeah, I guess. You go to any place fun for the wintertime? You got any shows booked anywhere like, you know, I'm going to be in Florida. Are you going to be in Florida?
I was just in Florida. I was just in Tampa in the beginning of December. And I was talking to this woman who was hosting the show, and I was like, oh, I'm a little nervous. I was I had a very White Claw filled summer. I was drinking the first few weeks of my pregnancy. She said, don't worry. You want to know how I found out I was pregnant? I took some acid, and then I didn't feel anything. And then I realized that I was pregnant, and that baby took all that acid. And I was like, and I felt so much better.
See, I mean, what could go wrong? I mean, that's just, and it's all relative, right? You know, yeah. I mean, and you can actually brag. If your son grows up stupid, okay, like, you know, it could happen, because that's what happened to my mom. I mean, her son grew up stupid. I mean, then you say, you know, well, hey, it was because I drank a lot. Or if she turns out brilliant, like Joey, then again, you can say, well, it's because I drank a lot. So either way, you're covered.
Yeah, I'm really, either, you know, you can always fall back on his sense of humor, or what I imagine will be an incredibly good look. Not worried at all. And there's one more chance to see me very pregnant doing comedy, and that's next month, February 24th at Tiff's Ale House in Morris Plains, New Jersey. So if you sit in the front row and you don't laugh at my jokes, I might have to break my water over one of your shoes.
And there's that, but what a way to watch a show. I mean, that's better than any Gallagher crap, right? I mean, you're smashing a watermelon and having somebody's water break in your lap. I mean, that is comedy, right?
Yes, I'm going to be the female Gallagher. I'll use my own body.
Oh, I love it. That's even better. What a shtick. Now, is your mom, is she all excited? I mean, your parents, I mean, are they that claim you? Like, because my parents, they don't own me anymore. I mean, do you have a mom that's excited about all this?
Well, my parents are both dead, and I'm sure they're thrilled.
You put that on the notes. You said, please do not bring up my parents. And I don't know. I guess it's just my short-term memory that caused, it was because my mom drank.
I'm very lucky to have a mother-in-law and father-in-law who very much are going to be around to help, and they're very helpful.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, because daycare now, it costs more than college tuition. You know that, don't you?
Oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
How hard could it be? Just keep them alive and keep them from, you know, putting random objects in their mouth.
Well, that's just it. And the thing, I used to be, I mean, you know, those dresser drawers things or whatever you keep your baby clothes in. I think I used to, they just used to pull out the drawer and put me in. And if I screamed a lot, they just shut the drawer. And now kids are so coddled. I mean, are you going to be, kind of tough one? I mean, are you going to raise them right? I mean, because we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, making sure they don't turn into like woke wimps. But in the early stages, are you going to like, kind of like take an animal like motherly, you know, nature to them and make sure that they're roughened up early?
Oh, for sure. I'm going to be like, go play in the dirt. I don't want to see you till 5 o'clock, you know?
And right.
That's going to be from the time they're born till 18. I'll be like, look, I'll see you in a year. Just okay. Figure it out.
Well, now, do you have a husband or a boyfriend that knows about, I mean, the whole pregnancy thing? Is he excited?
Yes, I have a husband, and he is aware.
Okay, he does know. So he's all prepared for this big thing. Because everything changes. I got to tell you, everything changes big time.
People say congratulations all the time, and I'm like, don't congratulate me. I just laid there.
Oh, yeah, but you did it in a certain position and so that you would have a boy. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's good to know.
I definitely have stopped watching birth videos on YouTube. My plan is to just snap back right away, and nothing's going to tear apart. All my body parts are going to remain intact. That's the plan.
Well, you know, is he going to videotape it? I videotaped my kids being born. That was really neat.
I'm probably going to live stream it, and then the biggest super chat, I'll name a stretch mark after you.
Oh, please do. That would be wonderful. Yeah. That'd be great. How's the podcast going? I forgot. Are you doing the wet spot still? I mean, is that still going on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Called The Wet Spot on Compound Media, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern on compoundmedia.com. That is like kind of like an old school Howard Stern show where we have comedians on and adult film stars on, and it's a very, we talk about untoward topics all the time. But then I also have one-on-one interviews on my YouTube channel. If you just go to Chrissy Mayer on YouTube, I'll interview political people, comedians, authors, you know, really it runs the gamut.
Yeah, you know, actually, I knew that it was still going on. I would say, you know, I don't want you to think I had short-term memory like I just joked about before, but it's really, I just wanted you to be able to pitch it, and you did a great job, because it's really very entertaining. I love it. I think it's even better because you haven't had me on, because I've been on other shows before. I've ruined them. I've ruined other people's shows.
God, I would love to have you on. If you're ever in New York, for some reason, you know, you know, before or after you get mugged,
yeah,
come do my show.
I was in New York recently. I wish I should have called you. Yeah.
Oh, next time, definitely hit me up.
Yeah, we were riding the side. I had my son. We were going down. Taking the subway down to Brooklyn, and somebody wanted money, but nobody would give it to this guy, and so he stuck like change inside the door or something, and they couldn't shut the door. And you would have thought, I mean, they had to stop everything, and so we were at least 10 minutes late to where we didn't know where we were going to be in to begin with.
So did anybody end up giving you change?
Yes, they did. Actually, that and a half a ham sandwich. So it was great. And I said, I got to go home because I got to make Chrissy pregnant.
You're like, it was me. I'm the one asking for change.
Well, I appreciate that. You're always looking out for my best interest. Well, hey, I hope, you know, now you're saying, when is the day now? You said April? April 19th?
Yeah, April 19th, I'm due. So take your bets, everyone.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in touch with you many times prior to then just making sure that you're feeling well. And, you know, because that's kind of, I'm a caring type of guy, you know, and so I want to make sure. And I also want to make sure that you got the notice that I changed my address again.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Well, thanks for joining. Any final thoughts before you head off to, you know, pre-motherhood popping babies out time?
Oh, God, no. I'm just, it's a nerve-wracking process.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard people say that having a kidney stone is more painful than giving birth, but I've never done that.
Well, if you give birth to a kidney stone, then you could call it Todd Jr., you know, that could be neat. Or just name him Kidney Stone. You know, say, hey, I mean, that'd be a great name, Kidney Stone.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, actually, my husband passed a kidney stone, but they let me keep it, and I actually could put it in my engagement ring.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, we did that. Yeah. My grandfather had his leg amputated, and we put it on the mantle over the fireplace. And yeah, and then we'd always tell him, well, it looks like you're on your last leg. We used to really say that to him, and he thought it was really funny, but now he did die, and so he's gone.
It's probably better during the holidays because you literally have a mistletoe.
It's exactly right. A mistletoe. Between you and Joey, why everybody's got all these clever things, Joey, and it's, I'm just sitting over here like a Todd. Jeez. Well, a mistletoe. I'm going to do that. I'm going to hang his leg upside down. I mean, what the heck is that? It's my grand. It's the mistletoe. Anyway, well, I'm so excited that the everything came to fruition with our night together, and I can't wait to hear... I can't wait to hear the details later on. And like you said, you know, look at those. You ever see those deer and horse movies? They just pop right up and, you know, they're out working in the field right, you know, minutes later. That could be you, but probably not. I'd milk this for all you could.
Okay, that's the plan.
All right. Well, you're the best. Chrissy Mayer on the line with us. I urge you to check her out on YouTube and the Wet Spot podcast. It's such a good time. Whenever I talk to you, I look forward to the next time when I hear a screaming kid in the background.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Talk soon. All right. Bye-bye. Well, when we come back, there's more fun on the way. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, along with my buddy Joey V. Mitch in the background, getting ready to talk. This is Right Mind Show. We'll be right back.
Coming up next on the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter, rapper and motivational guru Pat Hilton teaches us how to take our business to the next level. Welcome back to the Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter on News Talk STL. And now a man with such a great body, he was once arrested for very decent exposure, Todd Showalter.
And we're back. I'm Todd Showalter along with Joey V and Mitch in the background. On the line with me now is an old friend of mine. He's now like a motivational guru, Pat Hilton. How's it going, my friend? Wow, times change, don't they?
Times definitely change, but you know, I think that when you're just staying in your lane and you're doing your thing, times also change around your skill set and your style if you keep it relevant.
That was pretty deep. Now, is that going to be part of your new book that you don't have yet?
So, we might have to save that one. I got the camera rolling.
Okay,
so
all right.
So I've got this all being documented for TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. You know, we got to look like influencers out here when we're doing this on the internet, right? Or it didn't happen.
Oh, you're exactly right. And you are an influencer, by the way. I was telling Joey V, who's over here, he's my good friend, producer, sidekick, you name it. He cuts the grass. He gives me neck massages. Anyway, the whole story about how you and I met, okay, way back, okay, there used to be like this boxing workout place that all these cougars would go to, and you and I were like the only two guys there, like in the morning to like get our workout. And I don't know about you, but I actually felt like I was getting in pretty good shape. But that's how we met, because like we had to like show these cougars that we were two guys that were as good as they were, right?
There was a lot of action going down. I think Title Boxing, I thought they ran a great business over there, right? Over there, like Manchester and Big Bend or whatever.
Well, no,
we
were at Doherty Ferry and that's where we were. But that's how we met.
And so we were tearing it up. And yeah, a lot of, I tell you, St. Louis finest, they were showing up at those classes. They were putting in work.
Yeah. And you and I, though, I mean, we were totally about, you know, hey, we were going to get in the shape of our lives and hit some bags.
Oh,
we,
yeah. It was like Rocky and Apollo.
It was.
You know, on the beach, getting it done, six pack, sweat, 80s, real American stuff. You know?
Oh, yes. Yes, it certainly was. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I mean, it took me a good 3 days of not doing that anymore to go totally out of shape again. So I'm glad I'm back to where I started.
Yeah, you know, we all make those circles, those 180s and 360s.
Yeah, it is. Well, speaking of 360, now let's talk. Okay, you've got an interesting story. You're from St. Louis, where this show is. You go out to California because you're a musician. Okay, you got the Acoustic Force, which was, and you toured with what was the guy's name?
So I did stuff with Afro Man. The MTV guys, you know, the Bam Margeras and that whole Jackass tour thing.
Right.
It kind of morphed into me getting discovered on Instagram by some of these motivational entrepreneurs and internet marketers like Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, you know, Andy Frisella, and I've been talking for years, and just getting on these business conferences to perform with my guitar. And it just happened by making funny songs on Instagram. I mean, I sang in bar corners for a couple hundred bucks a night for 15 years all over St. Louis, French Quarter, Harpo's, Fraley's, which I think is something else now, Wildwood Pub, Big Chief Roadhouse, Lou Ellen's. Like, there's like three Lou Ellen's in St. Louis. I've played and drank at all of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, you
St.
kept
it. Louis has a really nice cultural scene. And, you know, I never would have made it without building the foundation first of how to get regular work.
Okay.
And St. Louis always provided that to me. So when I went out to California and I started doing the bars out there and marketing myself online a lot more, that was how I got discovered by the business gurus.
Yeah, and it just kind of took off from there because you're still, I mean, you still play the guitar? I mean, you still doing that?
Yeah, I'm still playing. I just made a funny song about Taylor Swift just the other day.
Oh, that must have been hard.
Go watch it for free on your local Instagram, at Hilton Live.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, then, so now what, I mean, as far, is that something, I mean, were you taken by surprise? I mean, going out and, because I tell you, you wanted to like kind of take off as a musician, correct? But now the next thing you know, you're going in a totally a different direction, I assume. I mean, were you surprised by that?
So what happened was I got picked up by this Cardone guy, right? He puts me on his 10X growth conference. So I go from playing for seven people at the bar in San Diego by the beach to 10,000 people at Mandalay Bay overnight.
Right.
And yeah. I only had to play for 10 minutes, and I was used to playing four-hour jobs every night. I mean, I could sing Brown Eyed Girl with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
And so I walk up there, I rock the place, I get everybody going, and what I realized was I talked to this guy backstage, his name is Brad Lee. And I think that anytime, this is a good lesson for people, especially if you're like an underdog who has no funding, no record deal or whatever, the key to anything is finding that one person that can unlock the next version of you. And so Brad Lee told me to take the video style that I did for Grant and turn that into a solution for business owners. So instead of me singing and me needing to do all the work, I could build a team of editors and give people scripts and stuff to talk about. And then we edit and post all the videos.
Okay.
And I literally turned that into a $1 million company.
Right. I mean, you've taken it far. I mean, I've been following you, obviously, but you keep adding on. You're doing a lot of shows. And I mean, it's, what do you call it? It's like there's like a group of people that do these together, but you're like almost like a headliner now. So, I mean, you go out. How many of these events do you do now a year?
So the good thing is now I've actually cut back on the event bookings to take on more and more clients in our media agency. And the only events that I show up at now, because I can choose, are just the ones with the highest level people.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because that's where the needle moved. I think when I was younger and I was coming up in the game in St. Louis playing at all the bars, I wanted to be 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 5,000, 10,000 people. Because, you know, we had egos, we're kids, we want to be rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized the older I got, man, 100 to 200 really high-level people, that's where the needle moves the most.
Okay. Now, you've got people that come to you, and the name of your company is Acoustic Force Media, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you've got people that come to you, and what do you do? If you I read like some of your posts, you joke about it. I think you did one today where people come and they say, "Well, I want you to make me a star. I mean, I want you to, you know, I want to be a huge influencer. I want to like all these social media followings." And what I mean, like anything, you've got to have a shred of talent or something to make you. I mean, it can't just be somebody doing it for you. It takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
So I think that the culture these days is this instant gratification, magic pill, magic formula, magic solution society. We want everything right away. And, you know, you and I, we've known each other quite a few years. Technology, even since we first met, has advanced incredibly. And so it's made it even more like that. But the old school folks, you know, you and me, the old heads, right?
Yeah.
We know that it's hard work. It's 15, 20 years before you catch a big break. And I think that most people don't make it at anything that they want to do because they're just not willing to sacrifice enough to make it.
No, I totally
There's
agree.
There's a lot of people that are more talented than me that gave up, and it was just they just didn't make it just on their sheer ability to not be able to keep going.
Well, yeah, and I've had on several occasions, like even in my situation, in different aspects, you know, you'll get on something, and like you said, you work, and people don't understand the hours and the time and the sweat you put into it. But something will happen, like, and then all of a sudden, boom, it'll explode, and they'll say, "Oh, wow, you know, you're like an overnight success." And then I always say, "Well, yeah, well, it was a hell of a long night, you know, because it. I mean, people don't understand all the grit that does go into it." But I think you're exactly right, because I know people, actually, especially like in films, for example, that, you know, that just they hustle, they work, they put in the hours every single day. And over time, that tenacity, even they may not have the raw talent that maybe somebody that's lazy, you know, that doesn't do a lot of work. But they're the ones that make it, because and those are the kind of people I want to work with, because a lot of these people that may be gifted with a lot of stuff that just don't have the energy or the motivation, well, what are they going to put into the project? So, I mean, do you see that too?
Yeah, a lot of times, back to even the first thing, when you really dive into people coming on board with our company, a lot of people think, okay, well, what is the expense that this is going to cost me? Instead of saying, how much do I need to invest to get it to a point where I can convert my offer at a high level? And I always tell people this first. The first thing, and this was my biggest mistake for 15 years, I had a $100 or a $200 offer. So I had to sell, and I could only sell, like 30 of them a month, because there's only 30 days in a month, and it was me fulfilling a time card.
Right.
So it was $200 from this place, $100 from this place, you know, French Quarter, they're going to book me two times a week, so it's a little bit less each night, but it's more in the long run. Dude, God bless places like that, because I would have gone out of business.
Sure, yeah. And I think, too, don't you, I mean, a lot of times, especially people that are in kind of the game that we are, it's, I talked to my son about this. I go, make sure if you're going to, if you're going to create a business, you're going to create a life, make sure you're not just creating a job. Because, yeah, a lot of people can create a job, you know, where you, but, you know, the minute you're out of the picture, you know, you want to take a break or something, everything stops. And so I think you've made that progression because you're building a successful company now. I mean, I think that takes, you have to put in all that early stuff to be able to do that. I don't know. You certainly have not been bored, and you definitely, I've known for since I first met you, you were special. And so, and I mean that in a good way, as opposed to people say that to me and they say, yeah, we all thought I was special. All right.
We're all praying for Todd.
Yeah. We all are, him and Special Ed, his cat. But, well, thank you so much for joining us. What, again, give us a, what is the best way to get in touch with you if there's somebody who's serious about the business, their business, rather? What's the best way?
So the best way is just go to acousticforcemedia.com and just fill out the form. And our team can look at it. We can get in touch with you. And if you're someone that wants to be posting daily social media content, which you should be, then you know, you bring in an agency and you bring in a professional solution, and we create a brand strategy. We film all the videos, we produce it, we post it all for you. And so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that, you know, I was able to take that entertaining bar performer personality and pull it out of business professionals and turn them into something big on the internet. It's unbelievable.
No, you've done a phenomenal job, and I think you're just getting started. I mean, there's so much more. Again, you surprised me, not so much what you doing it, but just the different things that you kind of like, you bring, I mean, you bring out, you kind of like evolve into different areas. So that's always remarkable to watch. And by the way, my son Blake, he wants to tell you hi too, because he's one of your biggest fans.
Oh, Blake.
Blake, yeah, he's actually covering the Senior Bowl down in, he's posting a lot of stuff on Instagram, trying to be the mini Pat, but he wanted me to tell you hi.
Hey, man, tell him this. So tell Blake whenever he's at those places to pull up the Reels feature on Instagram.
Oh, he does.
And just film like 3 to 5 seconds, like here's what's going on, then 5 to 7 seconds with some other people, maybe another 5 seconds. And then give a follow symbol or whatever at the end. Follow me. Let's get in touch. Shoot me a message. Dude, if he did that every day, a couple times a day, I mean, dude, just blow the platform out of the water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like
this
I said,
kid with a ton of output, they're pushing smaller accounts way harder than they are accounts with followers right now because they want to monetize better.
Yeah. Do they push people? They get kicked off Facebook a lot because you know that would be me.
You know, for people like Todd Showalter, I mean, you're just it just depends. I mean, Zuckerberg's got strict rules for yeah. people that have hilarious cartoons.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I did get a note from Zuckerberg. He says, go work out and pretend you're a boxer with a bunch of cougars in St. Louis County. So,
there you go.
There you go. Well, my friend, it's great to hear your voice. It's always a pleasure talking with you. And, yeah, let's make it more often. And I wish you the best. Say hello to Megan, and thank you so much for joining us.
My man, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Pat Hilton. I got to tell you what, this guy, I mean, he's really, I met him first, like when we were doing this goofy workout stuff with these middle-aged women that I think they were, you know, they were trying to work off their hangovers from their martini luncheons. And next thing you know, he's like, you know, he's a guru. Yeah, he's huge. On the line now, excuse me, is the Admiral himself. And we made him wait in the love tunnel. How are you doing, Admiral?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we today?
Oh, we are doing wonderful. It's always a better day when we talk to you, you know, because you've got so much going on. I don't think I mentioned in quite some time. I mean, along with being, you know, a college dropout, a former, stand-up comedian, you've got this great podcast. And by Admiral Productions, I'm glad that that's taking off. But I'm going to gloss all over that because I forgot to mention way, way back because you're an accomplished author and you gave me a book, must have been months ago. And I'm a slow reader, okay, especially if it doesn't have pictures. But now that I'm going to have maybe an extra minute or two, I am going to finish your book. And I mentioned that. So I promise you that the next time you see me, I will have finished your book.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that promise.
You know what a trivet is where you can put like pots and stuff on things that are mm-hmm. hot and so you don't like, you know, upset like your countertop or something?
Yeah.
Sometimes if I can't find a pot holder or like, you know, something, I don't know, the cat. I mean, I use Andy's book and it's just the exact weight, the exact size for like, you know, like
a dirty spoon holder.
Well, yeah. No, actually it holds a whole Oriental Asian wok. I mean, I just set it right on there. It's perfect. It keeps the countertops pristine and it's a little stained. With like, you know, wok juice or whatever you want to call it.
Bless
but,
you.
But yo, excuse me. Wait a minute. Yes.
Wok juice.
I think that's a new term that Joey the genius came up with. Wok juice. Yeah. Would you like some wok juice with that? So what are you up to? We were talking about things in the love tunnel last week, and, you know, thanks for being a good sport because you have to be. Is there anything else that you want to share about the love tunnel before we move on to some bigger things? Because I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, because you didn't, because this is all taped, and so you don't know what's happening. But Joey V is going on a cruise, but the cruise that he is going on hopefully won't be going underwater. Now, have you ever been?
Hopefully not.
Have you ever been on an above water cruise?
Yeah. You know, my first 14 years in the military, I did a lot of floating on large amphibious ships with the Marines.
Mm, okay. Now, did you stay like in an enclosed room with no windows in HBO? Because that's what Joey's doing. He's going on this luxury cruise, but he's going to be in a small, tiny room with no windows and just HBO, which sounds to me like the best value for $3,000 I can think of.
No, I actually had a nice, comfortable room that I shared with 300 of my closest friends and no TV.
We're not going to get sexual on this episode because I'm going to try to keep it clean. Okay. So let's not go that direction. Do you mind? Okay. Can we just keep this one clean?
That reminds me, I probably need to go to the doctor after this. But yeah, we'll keep it clean.
I think if they combined it with a safari and let you shoot the polar bears when you're on your Alaskan cruise, it would actually get more people on the boat.
See, that's what I'm saying. The guy is like a genius here. I mean, if he were like, he's like, do you remember who David Ogilvy was? He's the father of advertising. Do you remember? We're in the same vintage where we remember things like that happened before yesterday, right? Do you remember David Ogilvy?
No.
Okay, great. Well, I do, and he was like the father of advertising. But I think Joey here is like the son of advertising because he comes up with all these new things. Who would have thought about shooting polar bears on a cruise to go to Alaska? Would you have thought of that?
I would not have. However, I mean, he's on to something because the cruises, there's so many different packages you can go on nowadays. For example, there is a jiu-jitsu cruise, believe it or not.
A jiu-jitsu?
A Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Yeah, you go on this cruise, and there's these all these guys that are high-level Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belts. They come on, and they put on seminars. And it's, you know, however long the cruise is nothing but hanging out on the boat and doing jiu-jitsu.
Now, jiu-jitsu, is that some type of yoga?
No, it's a martial art. It's a grappling art.
I know.
You were really quick, Andy, with the jiu-jitsu reference. Are you into that? And also, are you familiar with the Gracie brothers and their impact on the sport and their influence on St. Louis schools?
There he is, being
so
smart.
I'll share a little something.
You like to tumble?
Todd will shut up for a minute.
Yep.
But I have been involved in the martial arts since I was a kid. I've been training jiu-jitsu since probably 2007, 2006. And I've trained with several of the Gracies, and including Master Pedro Sauer.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm very, very familiar with that. In fact, I've competed all around the world, and I've not saying I did well, but I've competed in the Philippines, Japan, Korea, all over the state. So, yeah, I've been doing it for quite a while.
Do you have a colored belt or a ranking, or is your gi have blood on it? What is gi. Some proof that we know that you're at least decent at this?
Yeah.
All the above. No, I hold a second degree black belt in judo,
Brighter.
First degree black belt in Japanese jiu-jitsu, and a purple belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my goodness.
You know why you'll never beat me in any of these martial arts games that you play? You know why? Because I'm faster than you. I can run away. I can run away like a little girl. Look at me, Andy. Admiral Andy, you ought to catch me first. And as always, it's been a great time. It's just always a great time having you on.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Okay. Any more impersonations you want to do before we leave?
You know, we could do a Joe Pesci impersonation, but I don't know if you'd like that on the air or not.
No, that wasn't a good one. Okay, well, thank you, Admiral Andy. That was him. Thanks for joining us. We're going to cut you off now, but we'll see you next time. In the meantime, I'm Todd Showalter, again with my buddy Joey B. You've been listening to The Right Mind Show, and like I always say, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to The Right Mind Show with Todd Showalter. To find out about all things Todd, go to studiotodd.com. We will see you next Saturday night at 5 p.m. right here on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL, and always streaming online at newstalkstl.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Showalter from The Right Mind Show, along with my buddy Joey V. And, you know, have you ever heard of what a doorbuster sale is? Well, we're not having one, but we do have sales at liberaljoke.com. That's liberaljoke.com, where you can buy all of your favorite offensive items. And you know what? Joey V is our store manager.
Yes, I am in charge of everything. And just so you know, the word sale just means money will be exchanged for goods and services. Nothing will be less money than it was before. And no returns.
No returns at all. So if you hate something, sorry, you're stuck with it. At liberaljoke.com.
If you find that something is ill-fitting, take a picture, send it to us. You may make it on the wall of shame. You will receive no refunds. All sales are final. Terms and conditions might apply.
At liberaljoke.com. Won't you visit us today, please?